1590 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The English Montreal School Board has had to pause the development of an accessible school for disabled children due to provincial budget cuts. Before the new year, the Quebec government announced a $200 million budget cut to education, forcing schools and school boards to restructure their budgets. The deadline to finalize these new reduced budgets is coming up at the end of March. The chair of the English Montreal School Board, Joe Ortona, says that this has the board scrambling.
Oh, came completely by surprise because our school budgets are set the year before. So usually around April, we're told what our annual budget is going to be, and then we budget accordingly. And that's what we did for the 2024-2025 school year. In May or early June of 2024, the government told us what our annual budget was going to be. We adopted a balanced budget, and everything was fine in that regard. And then we come mid-year. This is really unprecedented for them to turn around and say that we now need to cut. It's budget figures that they gave us. I don't know where the miscalculation comes from, but we're now all scrambling, trying to figure out where we can cut money.
For the EMSB alone, these cuts represent $2,600,000. The EMSB has had to temporarily freeze the development of projects they had previously budgeted for, including the building of an accessible school for disabled children at Nesbitt Elementary.
You know, we were hoping to have a school open by August of 2026, but there would be major renovations that would be involved. We'd have to, you know, change some of the layout of the building and all of those things. And renovations are very expensive. That's on hold right now. It's still in our plans, but it's most definitely going to be delayed with these budget cuts that may not only go into effect for this year. We don't know what our budget's going to be next year, if there's going to be more cuts. And the government isn't answering these questions. So we're all sort of in limbo waiting.
The Ministry of Education would not provide comment, but stated publicly at the time of the cuts that this reduction only represented 1% of the education budget, and they were asking schools and school boards to make their own choices when reacting to the cuts. Ortona says these choices are not so easy.
Well, we're hoping it's not going to have an effect on the day-to-day operations in a classroom. That's the last place where we want to cut. But, you know, some of the school boards are much smaller than we are, and they don't have anything left to cut. So, you know, to say that services won't be affected, I'm not sure that that's true.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello everybody, happy Sunday, welcome back to Afro Archives. Today is a special episode celebrating International Women's Day, which was yesterday, and we are going to start off with some songs.
Here's a song that comes from Tanzania. Malaika, 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 nakupenda Malaika, ingekuwa wa maliwe, ingekuwa wa hatada. Nashindwa na mali sina we. sumbu wa roho yangu.
Let's go.
Happy Women's Day, belatedly. So today's episode is all about women's contributions to social justice through music. Music has always been a powerful tool for change, and there are women at the forefront of that, and I think it's really important to acknowledge and pay tribute to them whenever we can. So as we know, women have played a significant role in shaping the music scene in Africa, influencing genres, storytelling, activism, and cultural identity. They are the custodians of African oral traditions, and they've used songs to pass down moral teachings and cultural heritage, folk tales, and so on. And they are activists using music for resistance, much like the two women I just played for you right now, Miriam Makeba and Brenda Fassie. Brenda Fassie was a Black queer musician born in 1964 in Langa, a township in Cape Town, during the height of apartheid. Her early exposure to music combined with her powerful voice led her to the city of Johannesburg, where she quickly became a rising star in South Africa's pop music scene in the 1980s. She gained fame with her band Benda and the Big Dudes, producing hit songs that resonated with the youth. Fassie used her music to highlight the struggles of Black South Africans under apartheid, infusing her lyrics with political and social commentary. So the next song I'm going to play is a Brenda Fassie song that illustrates that perfectly, called Black President, which is about Nelson Mandela, who is actually her uncle and was indeed imprisoned by the apartheid government when Brenda was born, and she made this song as a tribute to him. So please enjoy.
The year 1963, the people's president was taken
spirit was a never. Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artists. More info on Cité d'Or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
That was Black President by Brenda Fassie. So the other artist that we're looking at today is Miriam Makeba. She was born in 1932 in Sophiatown, which is a multiracial and cultural hub, a suburb of Joburg that was later destroyed by the apartheid government. And it's one of the biggest examples of displacement during the apartheid regime. She started singing in the 1950s, with groups like the Manhattan Brothers, and later formed the Skylarks, blending jazz with African sounds. Her song Pata Pata became an international hit, but her real impact came through politically charged music. Although famously, she always says she is not a political person, she just sings about the truth. Through her music and activism, she became a symbol of resistance against the oppressive regime and an advocate for African liberation. What better way to demonstrate that through her song, Soweto Blues, written by Hugh Masekela and sung by Miriam Makeba. It is about what life was like in Soweto under apartheid.
The children got a letter from the master. It said no more Xhosa, Sotho, no more Zulu. Refusing to comply, they sent an answer. That's when the policeman came to the rescue. And the children were flying, bullets dying, all the mothers screaming and Abantwana, 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 abantw
That was Soweto Blues by Miriam Makeba, written by Hugh Masekela, amazing jazz musician who I will hopefully feature on the show soon. So back to Brenda Fassie. Fassie was a controversial figure in the music industry. She was a known drug user and struggled greatly with her identity as an HIV-positive queer woman while simultaneously situating herself as a sexually liberated woman. And keep in mind, this is in the 80s and 90s in apartheid South Africa. They were still not very liberal, so she was really making strides. Despite working in a racist and sexist industry, she pushed back against patriarchal constructs of black women in Africa and offered African women another way to construct their identities. So up next, we are going to be hearing Weekend Special by Brenda and the Big Dudes.
Weekend Special.
That was Weekend Special by Brenda and the Big Dudes. It's all about taking back her agency and refusing to be a man's weekend special, as she should. So Miriam Makeba was a pioneer in popularizing African music on the global stage. Nelson Mandela even named her South Africa's First Lady of Song, and she was also nicknamed Mama Africa. She emigrated to the US in 1959 and transformed their music scene as a contemporary version of folk singers like Nina Simone and Odetta. The South African government revoked her passport in 1960 when she tried to return home to bury her mother due to her very outspoken beliefs and values. She was a vocal critic of apartheid in exile and appeared four times in front of the UN to urge sanctions against the apartheid government and mobilize support for Black South Africans. She was a cultural ambassador who bore witness to the independence of many African countries through song. She performed at the inauguration of independent regimes in Kenya, Tanzania, and my own country, Mozambique. So we are going to hear the exact song that she played at Mozambican's first inauguration of our independent government, A Luta Continua, which means the fight continues.
My people, open your eyes and answer the call of the drum. Frelimo, Frelimo, Samora Mashe, Samora Mashe has come. Maputo, Maputo, home of the brave, our nation will soon be as one. Frelimo, Frelimo, Samora Mashe, Samora Mashe. Mozambique,
that was A Luta Continua by Miriam Makeba. Beautiful song. And while the situation in Mozambique has changed, I feel like the sentiment that the fight goes on is still very much relevant. So that is the end of the talking or the information that I'm going to give you about these artists. But I just want to end this by saying that women in Africa continue to break barriers in music, blending tradition with modern sounds while addressing crucial social and political issues. Their influence is undeniable in shaping the continent's rich and diverse musical landscape. Shout out to all the female artists, all the women breaking barriers, all the women like Brenda Fassi and Miriam Makeba who dared to be themselves and sing about what they believe in and use their music as a platform for change. Happy Women's Day, everybody. And make sure you give a woman her flowers today and every day. So up next, you know it wouldn't be an Afro Archives episode without the hit round. And these ladies have some hits. So let's get into it. We have Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba, followed by Vuli Ndlela by Brenda Fassi.
Tu fais
That was Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba and Vulind Leela by Brenda Fassi. And of course, they have even more hits, so let's keep going. Up next, we have Wedding Day by Brenda Fassi and The Click Song by Miriam Makeba.
It's called the click song by the English because they cannot say onotwane. Iqirha lendlela nguqonqotwane. Iqirha lendlela kutwa nguqonqotwane. Iqirha lendlela
I'm I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 Crew Campaign and how they became Concordia's new teaching and research assistant labor union.
Push that button.
Yo, one to them.
How about this one?
One to them.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Just turn on the internet. I got a show on CJLO.
That's all I can do.
So that was Machiavelli, Wedding Day by Brenda Fassie, and The Click Song by Miriam Makeba. And up next will be Machiavelli by O'Shea, who is our Spotlight of the Week, Montreal-based artist. And she will be closing out the show for us. So we have Machiavelli followed by JJC.
Like Machiavelli, to a nigga simpler, just settle down. Ooh, baby, come closer. Privacy for me, or just your kiss, it's alright. I out the way, baby, I send my location. Gonna make we believe, was it delay? Come and see, jealousy, jealousy. No good on me if he goes out tonight. But only Montana, commando. Even if you want shoot up, I won't go.
Away,
out the way. Baby, I send my location. Gonna make we
believe.
Was it delayed? My time is limited. Don't leave me by myself. Simpler, just settle down.
Why ain't I business? I know me like Machiavelli. To a make a simple, just settle down.
baby, slow down. No do me conio. Whoa, 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 whoa. Me, I no be che-che, see. You no go see me finish it. Steadily, your time is ticking. So much sensitivity. Why are you so defensive? Just cause we have differences, I know. On a different frequency. Not by force to get distance. If you don't, then just leave me alone. Siphon me, control me. Oh, you wanna control, but me, I know be JJC. You know, go see me finish it steadily. Your time is ticking. Why you need, why you wanna siphon me, control me. Oh, you wanna control, but me, I know be JJC. You know, go see me. Steadily, your time is ticking. So much sensitivity. Why are you so defensive? Just cause we have differences, I know. On a different frequency. Not by force to get distance. If you don't, then just leave me alone.
I can't do no more. I'm finna throw in the towel. If you want me, you know where to die, yo. Do no more. I can't do no more. Yeah, hit my line when you're ready. Don't waste my time, go steady. We done been through this way too many times now. You just wanna go out, never wanna cool it, never wanna chill out. I'm not enough for you, I learned the hard way, yes. You don't get it twisted, not chasing you, nigga. I got other things to do.
I thought that you was foreign, but you came along, fucked up my focus. Now beat a nigga, don't care what you say. You're asking for it, I ain't here to play. Yeah. Do no more, I can't do no more. I'm finna throw in the towel. If you want me, you know where to die, yo. Do no more, I can't do no more. Yeah, hit my line when you're ready. Don't waste my time, go steady.
Can't trust you if you give me nothing to believe in. Ooh, you're deceiving. Ooh, you tried it, there's no more meaning. Yeah, you done fucked up the feeling. Got me all up in my feelings. I tried to, but this shit ain't working. Giving you love that you ain't earning.
I thought that you was foreign, but you came along, fucked up my focus. Now beat a nigga, don't care what you say. You're asking for it, I ain't here to play. Do no more, I can't do no more. I'm finna throw in the towel. If you want me, you know where to die, yo. Do no more, I can't do no more. The CJ.